Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, also with our good friends at Tallgrass Motors, and on Facebook Live by Arvest Bank. Time to get real, folks, with Get Real Ministries. How are we doing
good
there?
Good morning, good morning,
good
sir.
Morning.
Rando
good
and
morning.
Shiloh, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Seems like it's been a month since we visited with you.
Yeah, it's been a month.
Oh, as a matter of fact, it has.
It was. Now, you've been, you guys are famous for a lot of things. The Jesus Burger comes to mind because
yes.
That's kind of a really nice calling card.
Yes.
But now, miracles on 14th Street.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. God just continues to work amazing miracles according to his word. That's what he says. You know, in Mark 16, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He said, and he who believes and baptized will be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the first command that he gave was, and some people freak out, you know, but his first command, he says, is cast out demons,
mm-hmm.
unclean spirits, you know, from people. I got to give a quick example. My wife and I were visiting with TJ and Jennifer with Iron Sharp Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
We were at IHOP here in town. And
Pancake place.
Yeah, the pancake place. And
not the
some
perch.
Say burgers.
Yeah. Yeah.
We won't get into that. Sorry about that, Rando.
So a good friend of mine, I call him Cupcake. This guy's like 6'4 and 350. I mean, he's a big old boy.
Yeah.
Cupcake, he came in and sat down beside us, and we were visiting, you know, just laughing, having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about how he would just get angry, just, you know, just, if he said, man, Rando, he said, to just rise up, just get angry. And I said, well, Cupcake, that's a spirit. He said, it is. I said, absolutely, that's a spirit. It can be dealt with. He said, then I want rid of that thing. I said, well, okay. So I just reached over and just laid my hand on his chest and began mm-hmm. to pray over him and bind that spirit of rage, that spirit of anger, that he be healed and delivered and set free. There wasn't any screaming, hollering, jumping up and down, shouting, you know,
head
what
spinning.
People think Pentecostal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Although that does
anyway,
happen.
Yeah. So we just prayed a gentle prayer that everybody else mm-hmm. joined with me. We got through praying. He took off his hat and he rubbed his head and he said, man, Rando, he said, my head was burning hot. He said, and I felt something leave out of the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him last night. And he said, Rando, I've not had an outburst since that prayer.
Wow.
That's yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
That's every bit Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that is why we do what we do, mm-hmm. because he told us to go and share the
yeah.
gospel.
Yeah.
And gospel
yeah.
means good news.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good news that somebody can be healed, delivered, and set
yeah,
free
a miracle,
from anything.
Actually. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
We don't chase demons down or anything.
No,
we
no,
just
no.
handle them. If they come to us, you're going to, you know, so people think, oh, you know, they get scared. No, it's
yeah.
part of.
Part of the ministry.
Yeah, part of healing the whole person, wow. mind, body, soul, spirit,
absolutely.
Everything.
Yes. Absolutely.
Your life's a lot easier.
So,
it is. When you take out the bad stuff, when you take out the bad stuff, it always gets
yeah.
easier.
Listen
so
to me.
Better.
It's so much better.
So we made a trip to Longview, Texas.
Nice town.
Just the end of last month, we were in Longview, Texas. And the original founders of Jesus Burger, that's
oh.
where they're from, is Longview.
Uh-huh.
And we were blessed to get to go by and spend a couple of days there with the good folks in Longview, Texas. And we were able to minister at the church there in Longview and had an amazing,
yeah.
amazing altar call. I mean, his presence just so rich and real, just filled the altar with people hungry for the things of God. So it's like everything. The Lord spoke to me a number of years ago. It was a ministry opportunity, and I'm like, Lord, do I do this? Do I go this way? Do I do this? And I felt like he spoke to my spirit, and he said, I will bless the work of your hands so long as it glorifies me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a win-win.
Deal.
That's a win-win situation right there, you know. But he's been so gracious. He's been so merciful, so gracious with us. I don't even know where to go. We had the ribbon cutting on Get Real Thrifty. Just last week, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Chamber.
Last week.
Mm-hmm. Chamber showed up, and my mom was able to be there. She with her sister were able to be there, and it was so funny.
I hear your mom's really something here. She's got a lot of energy.
She gets around better than I do, and she said, come on, son, let's get this thing going. I've got places to go. I've got things to do. It's okay, Mom. All right, Mom, we'll speed this thing up the best we can. But it's amazing. Once again, another outreach right there at the real Get Real Thrifty, because
mm-hmm.
when people walk in the door,
yeah.
they immediately say, something's different. Well, mm-hmm. the thing that's different is we saturate that place with prayer.
Yeah.
We have some amazing volunteers there that love Jesus, that are not ashamed to share the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And when people walk in the door, it's great big smiles and great big we love yous, and it's just Jesus, you know,
yeah.
And he's making all the difference in the world. Yeah.
They come up and we'll have them just come up to the counter, not even to come into shop. They'll just come in and we don't know who they are. Sometimes we do, but they'll just say, I need prayer, you know, or I need this. Or we had a healing. The lady got prayed over her shoulder and she came back and she's healed. And so it's just another ministry, but it helps the kingdom financially as well.
Oh, yes, indeed, because those Jesus burgers aren't cheap.
No, sir. But you know what? We have some amazing sponsors. We've got I've made a list here. We've got North Star Bridge in Jinx. That's where our food baskets come from. We've got Painted Horse right here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what an amazing outreach that they do on their own. But they bless us with supporting us. Don
awesome
Cavan
people.
Services. United Rentals. United Rentals, I'm telling you, if we have a need, they're on it.
They got just about anything you do need.
Tim Dobbins and Kara Langford, they showed up last week. They did a drive there at the local store, and they brought in over 200 boxes of cereal to hand out, and it just so happens that this weekend is Jesus Burger weekend.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, there won't be any inventory rotation because it's going to go this weekend.
Yeah, right about the same amount because we do about that many hamburgers.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Of course, you all here at the radio station, you all are amazing. How gracious you are to us.
We just love you.
So amazing. Brian and Jenny Engel with B Monthly Magazine.
Yep.
They've stepped up and they said, hey, we want to be a part of what you're doing. We see what you're doing and we want to be a part of. Of course, Keith and Christy with B Monthly. They're on everything that we do, you know.
They've been a good support.
Iron Sharp Foundation in Oshelade, Oklahoma, another ministry that reaches out and feeds tons of people. They're on board with us. I mean, we've got so many good people that just want to step up and help.
God's connecting the dots.
Yeah, he's connecting all the dots. And the more people that come into play, the better off it is, so long as they're ordained of God to be there.
It's for God.
It is.
It's for God, not for yourself.
So, just like Jesus Burger, I want to go back to the get real thrifty.
Please.
Jesus Burger is Jesus first, and then the burgers, and then the clothes, and then the food baskets and everything else. Just like Get Real Thrifty. You walk in the door, it's Jesus
ministry
first.
First.
You know, it's loving on people first. It's showing them the love of Jesus first. If we make sales, praise God.
We can give away more than we.
But our, you know, the Bible says, and my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do, we just want to be able to bless people.
Yeah.
We just want to be able to love on people. Sometimes we're not very successful at it, you know, but, you know.
Sometimes it's tough love. It's worth it.
It's all about the engagement. It's all about engaging people's souls, hearts, minds. And everything else.
Yeah.
And,
yes, it is.
It's important nowadays to come together as a body in Christ. And this has been so twisted on the thoughts of who we're supposed to be as a body in Christ. And it's so simple. It's just love.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so simple. There's not regulations. There's not rituals. There's not. It's just love.
1 Corinthians 13, you know, love conquers everything.
Yeah.
And how? I've seen
it. But a lot of people don't know how to love.
No, they don't.
Because nowadays
think it's
so
reciprocal.
Yeah.
It's not. It's the most unselfish thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it's so rewarding. Yes.
So one other thing. We've got this thing coming up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. All right.
Oh, there you go, right there.
That we're a part of. Yeah.
There you go. Good.
It's called New Life Festival.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And Pastor Rod Baker, North Star Bridge Ministries, has come together with Rubens Cunha, and Rubens is from Brazil, but he's been in the United States since like 1989, and he holds massive crusades throughout the world. You know, those that tens of thousands of people show up to these crusades,
changing,
and salvations and healings and deliverances take place. But anyway, it's going to be on the Guthrie Green. It's that new place downtown, okay?
Tulsa.
Downtown Tulsa, Guthrie Green. It's going to be July 15th through the 17th from 7 to 9 p.m. So it's going to be three nights. And anybody that's interested, I got to show that again. Anybody that's interested, please check this out and come with us. Be in prayer and
yes,
show up.
This is going to
be, huge. A mega gathering with
beginning of the revival. Well, we already are in revival, but it's going to be a big part of the revival, I feel, that Lord's brought, all the pieces connected. So, and if you want more information, get Real Ministries, just get a hold of us. I bet at some point, just get a hold of us.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Speak anything.
We'll leave it at that.
Leave it alone. So, I don't like us.
Or if you want to volunteer.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can go online. Where's it at?
NewLifeFestival.org.
All right.
You can volunteer. They're looking for help. They're going to need 500 to 600 people a night. Mm-hmm. Volunteer help. That's
what they call a big one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And people think, oh, it's in Tulsa. This has nothing to do with Bartlesville. No, it does have a lot to do with Bartlesville, because everything that God's connected is coming this way, guys. It's coming this way. Yeah. So
God didn't introduce us to this group of people for no reason.
Yeah, reaping and sowing, guys.
Absolutely. Let me catch my breath. What else we got going?
You got to fire up the grill on Saturday.
Yes, we are.
We
6
are.
O'clock, Jesus 6 Burger, 6 p.m.
Get the bus
this Saturday.
Going. If you need bus schedules, get with us or get on our Facebook page. We can look at Get Real Ministries or Jesus Burger. We have 2 pages.
Okay.
And the bus, like I say, the bus will be running throughout. We've got stops.
On the Rock Ministries. Yes.
Yeah, On the Rock Ministries donated a bus to us, the black and white On the Rock bus. And
Ken's good with that.
Yeah, he is. Awesome. Ken, they are amazing.
They're on a bike trip right now.
Yeah, they're in Arkansas right now on a bike trip.
With the youth.
And they invited us
to
go on the bike trip, and I said, you know, how big a motor does it have on it? And he said, oh, no, it's a pedal. And I'm like, you know what?
But the youth,
I'll just stay here and sweat over a hot grill.
Yeah.
The youth enjoy it.
Yes, they do. So we make different stops around town picking people up that want to ride to the Jesus Burger event, and then when all is said and done, we load them on the bus with their groceries and their clothes and everything that we give away, and take them back to wherever it is that they call home.
And baptisms.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Now, a lot of people are familiar with the term, and they do know that burgers are involved. They know that Jesus is involved.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this takes place right there at the ministry. Mm-hmm.
411 West 14th Street.
Where miracles happen.
Yes.
Our property physically adjoins Brookhaven Apartments. Just north across 14th Street is FYC Convenience Store.
Mm-hmm.
And we're located right there on 14th and Santa Fe.
Yeah.
And it's for everybody. It's not a certain denomination.
Yeah.
It's not for those that just need help with food and clothing. And if you want to just minister and love on people, or just have an experience that you've not experienced before, probably with Holy Spirit, an encounter, just or come help, you know, come volunteer.
We've had people time and time again show up and be like, man, Rando, what can I do to help? What can I do to help? And I'll say, you know what? If you'll just sit down and visit with somebody, just listen
to
them.
Let them know their worth.
Make eye contact with them and just listen. You know, sometimes people just need to get things off their chest, you know? And if you'll just have a heart that'll be able to listen, I said that will achieve so much more than you can imagine.
Yeah. Christian Keith from B Monthly, they're amazing with that.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they
You talk about giving your undivided attention, Keith and Christy,
they're there.
They're there.
And once again, how do we find you online for folks who are maybe thinking about, checking you out?
We got Facebook. We do most of ours through Facebook. So you got Get Real Thrifty and Jesus Burger. But then you got our pages, of course, Get Real Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can go there, and there's updates. You can follow us on Facebook. Just push follow. And you get updates. You can also watch the sermons if you want to watch the sermons.
Yes.
That's pretty much our main source of
Getting it out there.
Okay. And then our phone number is 214-6308. Yeah.
918.
Go ahead.
918-214-6308.
There we go. I want to thank you both for coming by today and sharing some wonderful news here with us.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
Thank you so much. God bless you guys. Thank you.
And bless you both. We've got more coming up here on K1.
Maybe.